U.S. under Trump is embroiled in aggressive actions throughout the world to maintain its imperial rule. It has initiated a trade war with China, engaged in sanctioning Russia, threatening the DPRK, North Korea, and supports Israel against the Palestinians and the Saudis in Yemen. It has boots on the ground in Afghanistan and Syria, ostensibly to combat terrorists. Now it is once again threatening to abrogate the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran, commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal, and reimpose sanctions. Nikki Haley, U.S. Ambassador to the UN in a lecture at Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, intimated that the U.S. was ready and willing to withdraw from the JCPOA because Iran supports terrorism and is violating the terms of the 2015 agreement. This assertion flies in the face of reality. Iran has been in the forefront combating Takfiri terrorism, and the International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed Iran's commitment to the terms of the nuclear agreement. What then is the real reason behind Trump's animosity towards Iran and the JCPOA, which he has dubbed the worst deal ever made? It is simply U.S. subservience to Zionism and the security goals of the Israeli state. Israel was a creation of British imperialism in order to maintain a foothold in the Middle East and now serves as a cat's paw of U.S. imperialism. The U.S. has never sought to resolve the contradictions in the region. It serves U.S. interests for the Middle East to be in a state of perpetual chaos so it can fish in troubled waters. By allowing conflicts to fester and remain confused and dangerous, the U.S. hopes to maintain its influence and gain an advantage in its drive for regional and global hegemony. The portrayal of Israel as a supposed bastion of democracy in the Middle East and references to the historic oppression of Jews in Europe gives the U.S. the ideological cover to justify its support of Zionism. In reality, Israel is a settler state that has oppressed and expropriated the Palestinian people and imposed a system of apartheid to maintain its dictatorship over them. While Zionism serves U.S. interests in the Middle East, the symbiotic relationship between the two allows Israel to wag the dog and use its influence to further its own interests, even though they may contradict those of its mentor. In this fashion, the Trump administration has become a willing accomplice of Israel in its opposition to Iran, the leading force in the Middle East against the machinations of Israel and Saudi Arabian attempts to dominate the region. The previous Obama administration sought to neutralize Iran by integrating it into a nexus of international economic and diplomatic relations in the hope of throttling its influence and independence of action. Trump's unmitigated support of Israel and Saudi Arabia and opposition to Iran and the nuclear deal is part of his goal to shore up the U.S. position globally. In order to make America great again and put America first, it's necessary to reassert U.S. imperialism throughout the world. The more power and influence Russia, China, and Iran gain, the more U.S. power and influence is diminished. Hence, Trump and his handlers feel it is necessary to confront their purported adversaries on all fronts. The previous administration's attempt to manage the rise of so-called revisionist powers, that's nations that refuse to kowtow to U.S. interests, has been jettisoned. The rejuvenation of Russia, China, and Iran is now seen as an existential threat to the continued global dominance of the U.S. that must be turned back no matter the cost. It is only the concerted effort of the world's people that can stop the U.S. from dragging the world into a new era of global conflict.